Ambassador, with the rampant capitalism that's going on in China, has the Communist Party lost its raison d'etre? It's just this huge corrupt aristocracy that's running everything, and what's their moral foundation for ruling now?
It's very powerful in China. It's got 62 million members. Every governor, every vice governor, every mayor, every vice mayor, ministers, they go to that place and they take 3 months, 3 weeks of Marxist Leninism, Mao, Dong, Jiang Zemin. It's drilled in. And you could say, well, in one ear, not the other. They don't play that game. It's part of why they entertain Mugabe, why they entertain Pol Pot or Karimov. There's a part of them that likes that still, and the party is important. Now, you bring this idea of the masses rising up and overthrowing them. Well, they don't know how to handle that. They've got these things happening all over China, but the minute that guy loses his head, that's a real leader, out. And they've got people all over watching this process. I think you're going to have a lot of unhappiness and a lot of violence on a sporadic basis, as we did in Tiananmen. You know, what if it became the 75 cities that had outbreaks all over China? And once they broke the back of Peking, Russia would just die out. So I think the party's going to be around for a while. Bring capitalists in, they'll make great allowances for the free market, they'll play the mercantilist game up to here, exporting, and trading off political neutering for material advantage. It's a Faustian deal. And it seems to be a Shanghai's one of the most fascist places in China, but also the most
Could you say what it was like during Tiananmen Square to actually be there? What, you know, like personally?
Well, I tell you, I wrote a book on it, and it's called China. There's two chapters in there that give you a feeling. It was a very major involvement with the American community, the Chinese, getting the Americans out, dealing with our media.
Did you realize that was close to happening?
I wrote a message to Bush, which he never saw, about a week before, saying this thing's going to happen.
Really?
It's going to blow. But the State Department didn't want to believe it. They said, how could that nice little man that wears the cowboy hat kill his own people?
Really? Was there anything really he could have done?
That sort of inevitability about it was going to happen. The kids were too young, too volatile, too irresponsible, too joyous, and these old, tough old men.
And that still, you know, I mean, most people don't know the guy who was stood in front of the tank was then later executed, wasn't he?
I don't know.
He disappeared.
I don't think anybody knows. I thought he got his throat cut. All right, we can go.